as they do accident reconstruction and everything. Now, northbound 55 drivers, they are detouring people off to Highway 70 eastbound to Route 4. Take Route 4 north up to 140 or 255 and get on there. You are jammed up from Highway 55 all the way through Route 4 on eastbound Highway 70. Also, a lot of people on 270 cutting over on Highway 159. They're taking that through Edwardsville up to 157, and you've got a pretty good jam up getting to Hamel to try to ramp on to northbound 55. And then you've got eastbound Highway 143. It looks like you've got about a two-mile backup up through Route 4. This traffic report, it's brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Your KTRS forecast, a clear sky overnight with the overnight low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the low 60s. Cloudy tomorrow night, overnight low in the upper 30s. Rain likely on Sunday for most of the day, high in the upper 40s. Right now, 40 degrees at 5:07. From the Window World Studios at Westport, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Live from Plaza Frontenac, this is the 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors. Let Securus help you secure your tomorrow today. SecurusNow.com. And by St. Louis FC. 2018 season tickets are on sale now at stlouisfc.com. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we enter the final hour of the Kent Earhart Show, and more importantly, the final hour of this 18th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive here at Plaza Frontenac, brought to you by the Marine Corps Reserve, and of course, all of us here at KTRS, as well as a list of very important sponsors who have supported this this toy drive, and we want to thank them all. Spectrum Eyeglass, Outdoor Living, our St. Louis Cardinals, American Eagle Credit Union, the Flooring Industry Council, JBL Financial, Midwest ENT Center, VA St. Louis Healthcare System, Securus, and our St. Louis FC as well. Thank you all so much for all of your support, and another big thank you going out to Walter Knoll Florists for all of their help as well. Seven locations in and around the St. Louis area. That's where you want to go to get your Christmas flowers and be a hit this year. I mean, it's almost like icing on the cake when you send those nice flowers.
Makes,
you know,
a gorgeous table.
It does. It really does. I just came across this. I don't like to rub anybody's nose in it, but
yeah,
apparently the woman who turned in Matt Lauer,
mm-hmm,
is really getting a lot of grief. And,
really?
Yeah.
Tell
and
me why.
Her attorney says, my client is terrified and she lives in constant fear that people are going to track her down and figure out who she is. And she feels badly for the many other women who are suspected of being her who are also being harassed. In other words, nobody knows who she is, but several people are being accused of being the person that turned in Matt Lauer. And so because of that, she's very frightened at this time. So that's a shame.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that that's one of the things, probably one of the reasons that a lot of these women don't come forward to begin with is because they're afraid of how people will react and whether they will believe them and whatever else. But that they will also be harassed afterwards, and that's obviously happening.
Yeah,
sounds like
to this point.
Remember with Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, Harvey Fierstein was getting a lot of
flack. Right, that's right. You're right. And,
yeah.
And I'll be honest,
he was doing the impression over and over again that one day. But.
And I, when that first came out, I thought it was him. That's the first thing that came to my mind because that's the, And I thought, wow, isn't he gay? I thought, but why would he be chasing women around?
But that's not okay. I mean, Spacey tried that route, you know, and
that's
it's just,
yeah.
There's no out of it. You can just apologize and hope there's mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, folks, you have about, you have about 48 minutes, 47 and a half minutes.
Be able to come by here.
To come by and pick up these tickets to the basketball game tomorrow night. The Mizzou Tigers up against the North Florida Ospreys.
Say that again.
The North Florida Ospreys.
Strikes fear in your heart, doesn't it?
It really does.
Nobody wants the Ospreys coming after you.
What the hell's an Osprey?
No. Watch out. Watch out for the Osprey.
Aren't there some candy close to that name?
Don't step on the Osprey poop.
I knew it. He never, ever makes it through an entire show without seeing the word poop.
Wasn't there a story that some people are using like bird feces for some reason here in Missouri for some reason?
Birds?
Well, they're using it for something made between the leaves.
Let's hear.
Well, yeah, I don't
what
know.
Was it?
What are you doing?
He's going to be so happy to be able to say the word poop again.
Read the stories.
Okay.
It's his favorite.
But anyway, we've got these two tickets to tomorrow night's Mizzou North Florida game in Columbia. Two free tickets, and they're very hard to come by. All you have to do is drop off a new unwrapped toy in the box and say, hey, I heard it on the radio, I want the tickets. Boom, they're yours. It's that easy.
There's the story.
Some Missourians are using pet poop to thwart porch pirates.
Three times.
That's double full because we've talked porch pirates and we've talked too many poop stories.
The holiday season means plenty of packages are being delivered to homes, and that means an uptick in delivery thefts. And by the way, Willie, you've been chosen as a winner for the free $1,000 Walmart gift card.
That just happened to pop up.
All right.
That's the one you can't get rid of it.
I'm glad that's what's popped up on
that,
his phone and not something else that we don't
it
see.
It won't go away, Willie.
Oh, here comes security. Did anybody do anything wrong? They're
not
coming
me.
Right
not
at
me.
Us.
Not me. I'm allowed to be here.
John's not here.
I'm allowed to be
We're
here.
We're okay.
Yes. So according to a recent survey, more than half of the Americans say they know someone's had a package stolen from outside their home.
Yes.
And this is
Over
their solution.
Over half of people know of someone.
Yes, they know of someone, so this is their solution.
See, we just had a lady come over, and she goes, can we make a contribution? And so we sent her over to the Marines, and they're going to be helping her out. Look at her. She's going right into her purse. We take contributions
as well. Oh, my God, look at the stack of cash that woman has pulled out of her bag. It's my sugar mama's finally shown up.
She's here for you. That was the little lady in the red hat that was there earlier.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for contributing.
So
we
appreciate it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Perfect.
There you go.
Would you like, it's not a toy, but you dropped off. Would you like two tickets to the Mizzou game? Do you have somebody that could go there tomorrow?
Basketball.
The basketball game.
What did I just say?
In Columbia. You said the Mizzou game.
Oh, I did
game.
Get. Yeah. It is basketball.
You don't have anybody? No.
All right. Okay.
If you make
Thank
a call
you,
or if you think of it while you're walking around, come back.
It's tomorrow night, 7:30.
Nice. The Ospreys.
Nice.
The Ospreys.
Everybody's.
Ospreys.
Oh, the Ospreys. Oh, well.
That's candy, right? Ospreys? Aren't those little candy?
Yeah, Ospreys. Yeah.
That's too close to that.
I'm going to take your word.
They're little colorful sweet tarts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, there they are.
So
that sweet that kind of hurts a little bit, a little sour.
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of them, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about.
We are going to be talking with someone here shortly.
Corporal Robert Robbins.
That's giving him a second to find it.
We are going to be talking with someone from Toys for Tots. Who are we talking about?
Corporal Robert Robbins, who is with here today. Two fine gentlemen.
We're
going
to talk with him in just a bit about Toys for Tots, and he'll be joining us to talk about how the Marine Corps Reserve is involved and how much he looks forward to wrapping all of these gifts.
No. I did ask that question, if they would be wrapping them, and he said no, they distribute them to the families and to the organizations who are hoping to get them to families, and at that point, they wrap them. So luckily, they do not have to take that responsibility of wrapping.
You guys are awful at wrapping.
I'm awful at wrapping.
I'm actually a pretty good rapper.
Really? I'm a horrible rapper. I don't like to rap. It's kind of like...
And I'm just going to say that I would say 90% of my Christmas Eves over the past...
have been rapping?
30 years have been spent all night long on the floor wrapping gifts.
And your back sore and your feet fall asleep?
Oh, I blew my back out one year on Christmas Eve wrapping gifts. I don't know what
really?
It was. I sat wrong, and I could barely move the next day. And we were trying to take family pictures, and I could barely move. Mm. I mean, I was miserable.
Bad. Okay, so speaking of Christmas Eve, do you have that one moment that you just woke up, Santa came, and you lost your mind?
Well, okay, you have to understand.
I'm listening.
That my father was and we've talked about this, I know. My father was a Christmas freak.
Right.
He lived for Christmas. He was known.
And he passed away on Christmas Eve.
He died on Christmas morning, actually.
Oh, morning, okay.
And he was known by everyone as the Christmas guy. Everybody in the neighborhood used to come by to see the tree and the train. Everybody knew that, you know, he was just such a freak about Christmas. So, obviously, for him to pass away on Christmas morning was a big
deal. Yeah.
But I do remember, I recall one time waking up, I was probably about kindergarten, maybe first grade. I do recall waking up and on Christmas Eve and walking down the hallway and hearing a... like that, and stopping in my tracks and thinking, oh my God,
you're
he's here
him.
Right now. And I had a decision to make at that moment as to whether to proceed
as a five-year-old
into the living room and confront Santa or turn around and go back to bed.
Because you're told if you're not in bed sleeping that he might
right.
leave and you won't get your toys.
And I turned around and I ran back to my bed and
you
I jumped
did?
In bed. And I used
You regret
to,
that moment now, don't you?
No, because I used to tell kids at school, I used to say, oh, he's real. He was in my house, and I heard him go,
heard
ho,
him.
Ho, ho. And then I ran back to bed, and the kids would go, no, you don't understand. And I'd say, no, you don't
understand.
I was there, dude. I
you
heard
still
him.
Right now tell your friends that.
Now, here's another thing, and this was kind of magic thing that my dad did every year. If there was snow, because back then there was almost always snow
right.
on the ground. And so my dad would go out on the back. We had a back porch that was covered. And he would go out on the patio, and there was a terraced hill. There was a hill, a short hill, and then the hill dropped down to a terraced yard in the back, down below for a walkout basement type house,
mm-hmm.
exposed foundation. He would sweep tracks in the snow off the back porch that looked like car tracks, and he would, and then he had a bell, and he would yell, ho, 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 like that, and then he'd ring this bell. And I would be in playing with my toys, and he'd go, come quick, there goes Santa. And I would come running into the family room, and I would look out the door, and he would show me the tracks in the snow, and he would say Santa was here in a 57 Chevy. And he just drove off the hill and flew away, and you just
You're
missed
18
him.
At that point.
And he did that for, I would say, 3, 4, 5 years.
Graduated from college.
Every year, he'd pull that off, and I would, and then one day I was
Maybe
in.
He was Santa.
Well, then one day I was in the little curio, and I found the bell, and I rang the bell, and I go,
sounds like Santa.
Sounds like Santa's bell. And everything started to kind of come together a little bit. But there was a year I got a puppy.
It's magical.
I got a puppy named Pal, and his papered name, you know, his actual pedigree name was Kent's My Pal.
You're kidding.
No. And he was a great Christmas. That was a great Christmas.
I
so
think your dad was Santa.
Every Christmas for me, I'm just going to say every Christmas for every kid is special, but every Christmas for me was extra special because I was the only kid.
Oh,
and
you were just doted
so
on.
So it was all about me.
It's still all about you, Kent.
It is, kind of. I make it all about me.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back live from Plaza Frontenac and our 2017.
Huh? No, I'm at 19th Toy Drive.
Oh, that's true. Very good. 2017, our 18th annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive with our Marine Corps Reserve. We'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for the perfect gift? Learning to play the piano is the gift that will last a lifetime. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music. And most everyone, maybe even you, has dreamed of playing the piano, but few ever do. And why is that? Because it's expensive, it's hard, and it takes too long. But not when you give the gift of Lacefield Music's 8-week adult piano course. It's fast, easy, fun, and exciting. There is an easy way to learn how to play the piano, and in 8 short weeks, everyone will learn to read music and play their favorite songs with both hands. Lacefield Music's innovative course is usually $100, but right now this gift is only $29.99 for the entire 8 weeks. Lacefield Music has taught thousands of adults how to play the piano. This gift is priceless, and why wait another year? It's only $29.99. Classes are forming in South County, St. Charles, or Fairview Heights, Illinois. Hurry, they're filling fast. Go online to lacefieldmusic.com to sign up or call 314-845-3760. 314-845-3760.
Save this holiday season with your friends at American Eagle Credit Union. As an American Eagle Credit Union member, you'll save with great loan rates, earn more with great saving rates, and enjoy convenient account access, and receive that personalized service you expect from a good friend. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the St. Louis area, from Florissant to Arnold and O'Fallon, Missouri to Shiloh, Illinois. Stop by your neighborhood American Eagle Credit Union today or online at ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA. All loans subject to approval.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack,
636-225-2553. Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
See SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com for appearance times for the original Crestwood Plaza Santa.
Repair. Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage about the bagel loan. That means no cost to refinance. 314-324-4440. That's his cell phone, Stuart's American Mortgage.
The 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive continues live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
And welcome back to Plaza Frontenac. And don't forget, we still have these two Mizzou basketball tickets. I mean, when you get to the point where you can't give away Mizzou basketball tickets, that's a pretty big deal. Somebody's missing something. I wonder if our signal's making it out.
know, on the air.
They're, well, like some of the people have said when they stop by, that, you know, it is tomorrow. There's a lot of Christmas parties going on. It's hard for them to take them.
But you still have a half an hour to get up here, drop off a new unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots campaign, and pick up a pair of these tickets to the basketball game tomorrow at Mizzou. Meanwhile, really, and we talked about this since we've been talking about coming up for the toy drive, that, you know, the Marine Corps Reserve is really the heart of this program. And I think that when people go by and they see, there's so many worthy charities out this time of year. And occasionally you hear bad news about somebody trying to pull a stunt or something. But when you're out and you're walking around, I'd have to say the two big ones, the Kettles, the Salvation Army, you know they're on the level. You know that's going to a good place. And the Toys for Tots, always a good program. The firefighters are always involved as well. You can usually drop off toys at a fire station. But, of course, our Marine Corps Reserve is really the heart of this program. And we have Corporal Robert Roberts, who's joining us now. Who's from where? Where are you from, Corporal?
I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So. Okay. And where did you do your basic?
Parris Island.
Oh, you did.
He was very cold.
Yeah? Was it cold that time? It went, why didn't you go in the summer? Why didn't you sign up for a summer gig?
A summer gig.
That's what you do.
Well, as always, we want to thank you both. Who's here, who's with you here today?
Lance Corporal Timothy Carter.
Timothy, thank you, sir, for your service, and thanks for helping us with Toys for Tots, too. Has to be rewarding.
It is, most of the time, yes. It's fun. Lots of events, and I really like the Toys for Tots program. It's kind of near and dear to my heart, so.
Good.
Because everybody wants to know that a child's going to get Christmas, you know, a toy for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful what you do.
Well, and you never know what tomorrow brings when you're in the Marines, and so to be home and working on a project like this has to be, you know, there are worse places to be right now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So you've been in for 4 years?
Yes.
4 years. Where do you want to go from here with the Marines?
I'm trying to go to Camp Lejeune next to be a combat instructor and teach younger Marines.
Younger Marines. Look, he's young, right?
Yeah.
How much younger do they get?
What, do you shave twice a week whether you need it or not, or what's the deal?
I mean, it's amazing looking over. I'm thinking, guy, I'm getting so old when you guys look like, well, you could be my kids.
You absolutely could be our kids. Not, I mean, not ours.
Right. I mean, yeah, not,
not
yeah.
that we know ours. but, and you've been in for 4 years.
Yes.
Did you right out of high school, or what did you do?
The original plan was right out of high school, but I had to wait a year due to some medical issues, and they were like, oh, you had surgery, you have to wait. But, yeah, I was just turned 19, and I went to boot camp in 2013.
Okay. Are you a married man?
I am.
Am I allowed to ask that? Is that a too personal? Married with a kid?
He gets personal, though. That's what he does.
Son, daughter, what?
I have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Now, are they here, or?
I actually sent them back to Pennsylvania after Thanksgiving.
So you're stationed here?
Yes.
Okay. How long do you have, when you're stationed, how long are you usually someplace then?
Well, your first contract as an AR Marine, like me, is 4 years, so I have 4 years here.
Okay.
And then after this, I only have 3 at a time.
And what's her name?
My daughter or my wife?
Your daughter.
Or both.
My daughter is Riley Robbins.
Riley. Well, I'm just going to be a big Christmas for her. Are you going to be able to see her Christmas?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving Wednesday morning.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Good, good, good. Well, wish her a happy, Merry Christmas for us, and your wife, too.
Of course.
That's going to be a special one. 2.5 years is when they start really coming around and reacting, and it's going to be very exciting.
So we have all these toys here. What are you going to do with them when you leave?
So we're going to load them up in our government vehicle, and we're going to take them to our Toys for Tots warehouse.
Okay.
That's where we're kind of collecting all the orders from the website and kind of distributing.
That must be one big place.
What does that look like? Because that's got to be just a mass of toys right now.
I would say imagine like going into a Toys R Us store times 10.
Wow.
Really?
With all the sorting done by age group and by gender.
It's exciting to know that there's that many, that many people, you know, that get into the Christmas spirit to help children.
Yeah. So far, I think we put in anywhere between 120 and 150 hours per person that's tried to volunteer for Toys for Tots.
Now, when you volunteer, is this mandatory, or are you volunteering?
Most of the time, it's volunteer.
Yeah?
If we get too many events during one day,
sure.
It's kind of like, hey, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But we try to volunteer as much as possible.
It's a great thing to volunteer for.
Of course.
What are you going to do for Christmas other than go visit the family?
Well, I actually have a plan for me and my wife for Christmas, her Christmas present. There's a place out in Pennsylvania called Longwood Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place, Christmas lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna spend the night out there.
Oh, together. A little romancing.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's been a while since we've done anything.
Yeah, I bet. You know, it's been a while since I've done anything. I got to tell you, that just reminded me.
What a thought.
Here it is December.
Quit ruining our Christmas.
It's time to go.
To wash my eyes out now.
I did notice that a lot of people step up to you when you're out in public like this and thank you guys for your service. Does that feel good? How does that make you feel? I mean,
A lot of times it's nice to get recognized, but sometimes at these events you get like 300 people come and say the same thing. It's like, thank you, you know. We appreciate the recognition,
mm-hmm.
but it's not always necessary.
Well, it is.
But a lot of times it's former Marines, too. And that's
yes.
a different deal, isn't it?
I actually really like when they come up and tell us their stories of when they were in. It's,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's pretty cool.
It's a fraternity of brotherhood. That's a bond you'll never break with Marines. As you get, and one of these days, I know you can't think of it right now, but one of these days you'll be their age. You'll be my age, and you'll be looking back at these young guys, and you'll want to go up and say hi and say, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, most definitely.
I mean, you're making a commitment like no other with what you do. I mean, you never know where you're going to be at next or what can happen.
Yeah. It's always a surprise.
Yeah.
Make that choice in a very young man.
Well, we're glad we have young men and women like you that are serving this country, and we appreciate your time, and especially appreciate you guys volunteer to be here this afternoon and this evening and help us with Toys for Tots. So thanks so much, guys.
Of course.
Thank
you. Corporal Robert Robbins and his Lance Corporal...
Timothy Carter.
Timothy. Yeah, that's what it was. Thank
that's
you,
a long
sir.
Sentence.
We thank you both for being here. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Your good-looking uniforms.
Oh, everybody loves a man in uniform. I tried going to the mall in my Boy Scout uniform, but it didn't work too well. No, that didn't work at
all. That might be the only uniform that doesn't work.
And I, you know what? The funny thing is, now we're coming up on halfway through our third hour. This is the longest I've ever been at Plaza Frontenac without getting thrown out. So that's a good. This is upsetting a personal best.
You've done
I'm
so well.
A personal best.
Proud of
here
you
today.
Tonight.
I really am. I'm excited about it, and you can tell. You can see it in people's eyes. You can feel it in the air. You can smell the Christmas spirit, and really, you know it's Christmas time, and you know that people are excited and feeling good, and that everything's all right in the world when my ex-wife walks up to the table and doesn't take a swing at me. That's a pretty good...
You shook hands.
That's a good day.
I can't believe you brought it up. We took a selfie. They did take a selfie, and you sent it back to your daughter.
In front of a Christmas tree.
I sent it. Oh, I knew there was some sort of sense of relationship there of talking about Austin and shoes and shopping, and I thought, boy, well, I wonder who that is. That's got to be somebody, would I have said ex-wife?
It was very pleasant to run into my ex-wife here at Plaza Frontenac because...
Came up, shook hands.
I can tell you, I know for a fact that she can afford to shop here.
You know, I said that too. I said, well, it's nice to know your ex-wife can afford to shop here. Maybe she has a sugar daddy.
Good to know she's spending my money wisely. Oh, my goodness. It's Friday afternoon. We hope that you can stop by in the next half hour or so here at Plaza Frontenac and donate an unwrapped toy to Toys for Tots for our toy drive. This is the 18th year that this radio station has sponsored this toy drive, and it's really fun to be a part of it. And I'll be very honest with you. We didn't have to work today.
No.
We had the day off, and we were asked if we would like to come down and do this.
Absolutely.
And we said, there was no hesitation from either one of us. And
we'll be here.
And that's part of why we're here. It's a good radio station, good people, doing things for the right reasons. And I think we both feel lucky to be here. So.
And it really is special when someone comes up and puts a toy in the box or leaves a donation or watching them take pictures, mm-hmm. you know, of the Marines and mm-hmm. wanting to shake their hand. I know they have it happen to them a lot, but you know, Gordon's really good. I always notice that, you know, he always goes up and I'm kind of a little shy to just go up and do it or something, I feel, but he'll just go right up and shake their hand like mm-hmm. he's, you know, we're thankful for
them.
He's a salesman.
He's good at that stuff.
But
look in the eye.
Yeah.
Get a good firm shake.
But it's good what he does.
But don't do the Donald Trump thing. Don't yank their arm out of the socket, dislocate their their rotator cuff.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
But I think that's a good thing to do.
It is a good thing to do. And I'm glad. Thanks to everybody who has been able to stop by so far. And we hope to see a few more faces before our hour is up. But right now, we need to check in with Tim Weiland. He's in the KTRS Traffic Center. He's going to get us up to date on this Friday evening commute. Tim?
All right. We just got a report of an accident in Manchester at Guyer. You've got another accident. A couple of calls have come out on this one. Highway 21 at Highway 110 down toward the DeSoto area. You have an accident on eastbound 64 before Highway 159 in Fairview Heights that's blocking, and you have traffic backed up east of or west of Highway 255. It looks like we're getting a little bit better locally on southbound 270. We've got stop-and-go traffic from 40 down through Manchester, a couple slow pockets through Highway 44. Eastbound Highway 70, still pretty well jammed up from about the Earth City Expressway through Cypress. That's all due to an earlier accident this evening. Eastbound Highway 270 slow south of McDonald. That goes through Washington Elizabeth. And the big thing is they're not going to reopen northbound 55 over on the Illinois side until about 8 o'clock tonight due to that tractor-trailer accident. It was a 10-vehicle accident. And that's causing a mess now. They're diverting traffic off to northbound 55 to either 270 east or Highway 70 eastbound or 270 westbound. 159 is pretty well jammed up toward Edwardsville, and eastbound 143 looks like we've got about a mile and a half, maybe 2 mile jam up as you approach Route 4. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Get a St. Louis Bread Company gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. Looking good out there this evening, a beautiful evening. It's going to be a little cold as temperatures drop down into the 30s overnight, but man, is it going to be nice tomorrow. I mean nice tomorrow. 60s, low 60s for highs, sunny skies, dry day, nice breeze, just an absolutely spectacular day. Oddly enough, the ski hill opened up today. Hidden Valley opened up today. It's going to be 62 degrees tomorrow. You can go ski in your bikini. You want to do that? You can ski in your bikini. They do that, you know, out in Colorado. The girls go out and they ski in their bikinis. You probably shouldn't. You'll make friends. And then 51 on Sunday with a chance of some rain. 50s next week until perhaps Friday, when we may be turning the corner to more winter-like weather, and that may include a little wintry precipitation as we lead up into the holiday. That remains to be seen, though, and we'll talk about that as we get closer. We'll take a break and be back on the Big 550 from Plaza Frontenac, Toys for Tots.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace for the holidays. The next time she says,
"Sweetie, let's build a fire and snuggle."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
You're making a mess.
In response, tell her you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you won't have to go outside and get it. No mess. And you won't accidentally bring in a log with spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center, and when she's ready to call it a night,
hey baby,
put another log on the fire, tell her sorry, gotta wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Really?
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off and go upstairs.
Wish we had gas logs.
Get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center, and glass doors and tool sets so you can spend time cuddling during the holidays, not schlepping in and out to get wood. Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for the holidays. Candice's catering staff is ready to bring food to your home or office. Our catering menu includes a two-pasta special for just $8.29 or a chicken entree for just $9.99 per person. Candice's banquet room seats up to 70 people, and our gift certificates always make perfect presents. Visit Candice's.net or stop by at Holloway in Manchester in West County. Candice's, because you love great food.
McGraw, Millhaven, Kevin Lloyd. Two guys who will get you thinking about your future. Listen to When Retirement Happens this Saturday from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. with McGraw, Millhaven, and Kevin Lloyd to get set for your future on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to make a difference? Donate your car, truck, or motorcycle to the Salvation Army Adult Rehab Center and help a man start a new chapter in life from drugs and alcohol. It's easy to donate to the Salvation Army and make St. Louis a better community. Go online at satruck.org, satruck.org, or call 314-535-0057. You get at least a $500 tax deduction, and towing is free.
Visit Belleville, Illinois' annual 4th Chris Kindle Markt, an authentic open-air German Christmas market open daily through December 23rd. This unique shopping experience offers authentic items from Germany, Poland, Nepal, Egypt, Ukraine, and the Holy Land in an international market setting. Enjoy typical German and Polish food and drink as you walk among the merchants' decorated chalets or dine inside the heated tent. Admission to the market is always free. For more information, visit belleville.net/holiday events.
Brought to you by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Illinois South Tourism.
Now, back to the 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive, live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're at Plaza Frontenac in Frontenac, hence the name, and just having a wonderful time watching all the Christmas shoppers and all the well-dressed chillin'. All the little
family
children.
Pictures with Santa.
Getting their pictures taken with Santa. They're all excited because the Christmas trees are here and the carolers are here and the shopping and the Santa, and it's all very fun. And I think I told you that Kendall and I went to see the Rudolph live thing, which was interesting. It was fun. She enjoyed it, and all the kids really loved it because they're characters kind of came to life. And you know, when we were kids, that was destination TV. If Rudolph was on at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, you had to be in front of the TV at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, or you were missing it until next year.
So exciting.
And everybody had to be there. And then you had to sit through the commercials. Now,
yes.
Now everybody's got DVDs and they're digitally downloaded and you got it on your phone.
We watched it three times the other night. My grandson was over because we just recorded it and then just kept watching it.
Right. But we did go see the live show. But I got to tell you, this year, other than that, I have not, but the schedule of mine is
right.
So crazy.
It's a little
I have
crazy.
Not watched any kind of holiday anything.
We're going to the Fox tonight to see the Christmas Story.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Who went last?
Spirit.
Laura went last night. Laura Hediger at Channel 4.
Did she like it?
Oh, she loved it. She said it was spectacular.
Gordon took his mom and his daughter there for a date last night and went to see it.
We are going to see El Monstero next week. I'm going twice.
And I'm going once.
Yeah, you are.
I'll be there
soon. We got to get together.
Just be there a few seats down.
We got to hoist one before that show starts, so that's going to be fun. But anyway, you've got a list of Christmas movies,
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I guess...
I mean, we talked about these movies. Like for instance, we've got the top 10, okay? And we talked about this Die Hard movie.
See,
it's number 8.
I know. Mine is...
any one of these?
Holiday Inn is good. It's got to be A Wonderful Life.
Okay, so what do you think the number 1 movie would be? Number 1. The number 1
I know what
Christmas
it should
movie.
Be.
Okay, what do you think it should be?
It should be It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, it's close. It is. Well, actually, I should take that back. Actually, number 2 is Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a good one.
And then Wonderful Life is number 1.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. So that is the number 1, you know, movie. I don't know who comes up with these. Now, there's an old movie here what is her name? Lord have mercy. Right there in the middle. You got Fred Astaire. What did, I can't find
Ginger
her.
Rogers?
Well, you know what? I thought that was someone else, but actually it's Margaret Sullivan. Oh. So, but the Holiday Inn, I've never even heard of that
Well, that's
movie.
The one with the White Christmas in it. Bing Crosby's in it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that did it right
there. No, it's Bing Crosby and who did you say was in it?
Well, actually, I'm sorry. I've got my little bit
it
messed up
there.
It should be
Danny Kaye and
he's not in that
Bing
one.
Crosby.
Well, I don't know.
Are you looking at the wrong picture?
I'm probably looking at the wrong with the wrong names with it. But you got Holiday Inn, and I'm looking at the pictures of them. And then you've got the Grinch That Stole Christmas. That's in there in the top 10.
That's a really good one. And that was another one that was destination.
Do you turn your Christmas Story, of course, is that's number 9. Bing Crosby. Well, what did I say? Fred Astaire? Did I get crazy? I got a little off loopy there.
Irving Berlin's.
Do you turn the TV on and watch the Christmas Story all day long that
no.
plays and plays and plays?
On Christmas?
Yes.
No.
On Christmas Day, it'll just run all day long.
No, I don't turn the TV on Christmas Day.
You don't?
No.
That's number 9. And
it's
then, of course,
Christmas.
A Charlie Brown's Christmas
it's
is number
Christmas.
10. Yeah, but don't you have all the kind of great things that are on television that morning?
On Christmas?
Christmas music?
No. You know how many Christmases I've worked? You know what I did one year? One year in West Palm Beach. Maybe I did it a couple times, but Janice could have told you about it when she came by.
Your ex-wife that stopped by and shook your hand?
Yeah.
It is holiday.
I did, because I was working mornings down there, and we had our show on Christmas morning. Now, we won't have a show unless there's snow and ice on Christmas morning this year, but we did our morning show, and I did my weather segments live from underneath the Christmas tree at home in my pajamas.
How'd you get to do that? Film from? How'd you do that?
We did a live shot.
Oh.
And so they would throw to me, and I would do my weather segments literally under the tree, in my pajamas, in my robe, and I was surrounded by gift wrapping.
Is that when you had a little clout?
And my gifts. No, I did. This station was, the guy that I worked for in West Palm Beach, believe it or not, was a former Jesuit priest. And
really?
Married a former nun. And was the most intelligent, generous man I've ever met in my life. I can't even tell you in Palm Beach how important he was. And he would, like, when somebody would pass away in Palm Beach, he would be the guy that would speak at the funeral. Every time. He was that well known and that well loved. His name is Bill Brooks. He passed away a few years ago. And
now, what year were you in West Palm Beach?
I started there in 85, and I left in 90.
Well, my dad lived there, and at that time,
because
87, Casey was born, and we used to go there every summer.
Yep.
We probably passed each other and
probably,
didn't even know it.
Probably. you probably saw me on the beach and went, "Oh my."
What is that?
Yeah. Ooh, what happened there? That'd be an ugly accident. I did a lot. I did Santa from the control room.
Really?
At the control tower, at the airport, bringing him in. And we had it. We were talking to Santa on the radio. He was being
that would be fun.
Escorted by F-15s into the area. We had him shown up on the radar and marked as C. Kringle. Or maybe it was Kate Kringle, I forget. But we would talk to him via the radio. And one year, I had a parent tell me, "I got to tell you that my kids listening to your report, and when you said, 'So Santa, what do you want to tell all the kids here in the Palm Beaches?'" And Santa comes back and goes, "Oh, I need all the kids to go to bed now because I can't go to your house until you're in bed." And this dad called me. He said, "I got to tell you," he said, "my kid heard that and he ran
into
bed and got under the covers and said, 'Do you think Santa's going to show up now?'"
It's the one night a year that you can get your child to go to bed at the right time.
So we did that every year. And then we also, and this was the kicker, at the end of the late news, which down there was at 11 o'clock. Not 10 o'clock, but at the end of the late news, I would do a thing every year where we would have a living room set and a rocking chair, and we would have all the children of all of the employees of the television station in their pajamas sitting on the floor on a carpet, and I would read The Night Before Christmas to them.
That's great.
And they would take the whole last minute, or last 7 minutes of the newscast, and just play this beautiful, tinkly little music, and I would read to them, and the camera would just show all the pictures of all the kids' faces, and then through the whole story. And it just would just, the parent, everybody would sit at home, they'd stop what they're doing. We would tell them, we'd say, stop the rapping, stop what you're doing, take 7 minutes and watch this. And they would.
He doesn't realize you're supposed to bring the toy in. That child wants to take the toy.
Right, right.
Right?
He doesn't get how it works. And so we would do that. And then at the end of that, the anchors would walk in, the news anchors, with plates of cookies and pass them out to all the kids. And we would just show that for about 60 seconds. We would show the kids taking cookies and eating cookies and talking and the parents talking. It was just a little party. And we would do that every year. And I still have people, they still have people that talk about it and ask about it and say, when Kent used to do the thing every year at the end of the show on Christmas Eve, and we would stop and see the kids and see how they've grown and just the innocence and all that. That was a big deal.
You have any of those tapes? Have you kept any?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of them. And it's funny because my kids are all on them.
I was just going to say, kids. Were your kids little? Did they get to go to that?
And Brooks Koepka is one of the kids that's on it. Brooks Koepka is the kid who won, the guy who won the U.S. Golf Open this
really?
Year.
Really?
And he was one of the kids. Yeah, that used to hang out with our kids and play. His mother, Denise, was an anchor at the station back then, and he was one of the kids. So it was a lot of fun. And
Christmas holidays make
a lot
of great
for
memories.
Whatever reason, I couldn't pull that off up here. They just didn't get it, I guess. And so I never did anything like that up here. And I think it was a shame because you know what? A guy named Ollie Roman, who used to be a weatherman here years ago, did that kind of thing. And he endeared himself because I'm just going to say that I think I've said this before, too. But I'm convinced that as a television station or a radio station, people are walking around this time of year like a raw nerve. They want to be touched. They want to be moved. And it's the best time. And these charities all know it. That's why you see them
pick it up this time of year.
But people are looking to be moved. And it's the time of year that you can permanently endear yourself to whether it's listeners or viewers on television. And I think that so many managers and so many television and radio stations are blind to that now. It's all about the numbers and the content and the news and the this and the that and all of that. That they don't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. And so I think that
we're busy over here. By the way.
Yeah. We're over there chatting. We're working.
Yeah. We're on radio right now. Right. But that's okay.
You know what I've decided to do?
What?
I've decided to break and go to Tim Weiland for traffic and check in and see how the meat meeps are going.
All right. Well, you know, traffic is starting to wind down pretty well in most areas. You do have a stalled vehicle on the ramps from Highway 270 to eastbound 70 that's jamming things up. Northbound 270 bit Dorset, but southbound 270 is basically just busy. It's all thinned out now. Eastbound 4064, you do have stop and go traffic from 270 into Big Bend. Westbound now from Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 270 a little slowdown approaching Lindbergh, and then again between 170 and New Florissant. You got that accident on eastbound Highway 64 before 159. That had you backed up west of 255. The big problem is they're not going to reopen northbound 55 in Illinois near 143 until about 7:30 or 8 o'clock tonight due to that 10-vehicle accident this afternoon. Now, you're seeing northbound 159 jam up approaching Edwardsville, and then 157 approaching Hamel, and then eastbound 70 and eastbound 143 jams up about 2 miles up to Route 4. Take Route 4 up to 140 or up to Highway 55. And this traffic report brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS's, Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mr. Weiland. Have a great weekend. Right now, we are mostly fair and cold, and we are looking at lows tonight in the 30s. Highs tomorrow, 61 degrees with sunny skies, maybe a little rain by Sunday. 38 right now in Frontenac at Plaza Frontenac. We'll take a break and be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now, a message from Seavers Equipment and JCB of St. Louis. Well, it's that time of year again. The harvest is in, but field work continues. The grass has been mowed for the last time, but leaf burning cleanup, groundwork, and landscaping remain. It's also the time of year to maintenance and or replace the equipment needed at home, on the farm, ranch, job site, or business. It's also the time for huge year-end savings and incentives on all Seavers brands, products, service, maintenance, and inspections. So contact your Seavers representative or visit a Seavers location today, including JCB of St. Louis. It's also the time of year to take the time to be with family and friends and to be thankful for all God's good gifts. It's Christmas time, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas to all from Seavers Equipment and JCB of St. Louis, SeaversEquipment.com.
Save this holiday season with your friends at American Eagle Credit Union. As an American Eagle Credit Union member, you'll save with great loan rates, earn more with great saving rates, and enjoy convenient account access, and receive that personalized service you expect from a good friend. American Eagle Credit Union has branches throughout the St. Louis area, from Florissant to Arnold and O'Fallon, Missouri to Shiloh, Illinois. Stop by your neighborhood American Eagle Credit Union today or online at ameaglecu.org.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA. All loans subject to approval. Are you tired of the same old New Year's Eve parties? This year, make a reservation to strike in the new year at Frontier Bowl. Frontier Bowl in O'Fallon, Missouri is having a New Year's party that you'll certainly remember. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., you can enjoy unlimited bowling, shoe rental, appetizers, and a champagne toast at midnight. Make your reservations now for New Year's Eve at Frontier Bowl at the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road in O'Fallon. Call 636-281-2695 or go online to frontierbowl.org.
MSNBC, tough on dishonesty.
They keep denying things that then turn out to be true.
Love for country.
Being an American is an honor, and those who become Americans know it, feel it, revere it.
Tough on our leaders.
It is a massive transfer of wealth from workers in the middle class to the wealthiest people in this country.
Love for our ideas.
This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Tough love, administered nightly. Weeknight, 7 to 11 Eastern on MSNBC.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving for over 20 years. Philips LED light bulbs from Metro Lighting. Philips LED bulbs have an average lifetime of 25,000 hours. They're dimmable, they have a warm, natural color, and they're guaranteed and Energy Star certified. Plus, each incandescent bulb you replace with a Philips LED can save up to $120 or more in energy and bulb cost over the life of each bulb. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Are you tired of going to huge membership warehouses where you end up standing in the checkout line forever? Sure, the prices are great, but if you could get the same name brand products for up to 70% cheaper, you'd do it, right? Welcome to Club Store Outlet, located on Manchester Road at Sappington. Club Store Outlet has no membership fees and stocks everything from furniture, apparel, footwear, to bedding, bath, and kitchen goods. Look for them in Money Mailer. Visit on Facebook or stop into Club Store Outlet and find a little bit of everything.
The 2017 Big 550 Toy Drive continues live from Plaza Frontenac. Brought to you by Nestle Purina. Also by the Securus Circle of Advisors and St. Louis FC. Here's Kent Earhart on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, thanks to everyone who took the time to stop by and say hi, and especially to everyone who took the time and effort to pick up a toy and drop it off for the Toys for Tots.
Looks like they've taken the boxes.
Our Marine Corps reserves hoisted them over their shoulders and took them out the door and load them up and take them home. So you have a good weekend.
Yes,
I'll see you
too.
Next week on
Tuesday. We actually
have
Friday on Friday.
Yes, it is Friday on Friday. And we hope all of you have a great weekend, a safe one, and get all your shopping done. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for listening all this week. I'm Kent Earhart.
I'm Kelly Lamb.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, good night.
Green 18. KTRS St. Louis. We are Mizzou. The home of the Missouri Tigers.
This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A substitute teacher is charged in the city, accused of punching and striking a middle school student. Hear how the school district is responding.
Plus, a closer look at the type of bulletproof vest that saved the lives of two police officers shot yesterday in Bell Fountain Neighbors. And caught on camera, a dog rescued by the Ellsbury Fire Department after being trapped for hours overnight in a hole.
Opening day for a winter location in Wildwood, but isn't the last time for Hidden Valley Ski Resort. We'll take you outside.
But first,